This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Sunday, September 8th. God's word for you today is wisdom and words. Our scripture reading is taken from Proverbs chapter 18, verse 4, and it says, "Wise words are like deep waters. Wisdom flows from the wise like a bubbling brook." At our workplace with our colleagues, some people are quick to jump to conclusions, and they come to us with their preconceived idea of how things are. How we respond determines the course of that conversation and the course of that relationship. And God is saying to us that a gentle answer deflects anger. Wisdom and words are inseparable. The wise person knows how to speak. The foolish person has nothing to offer. The wise think carefully. You feel this way now. If you say the things you want to say the way you feel right now, after you have finished speaking, you will not feel that way again. But you would have spilled poison in your relationship. You cannot respond as you feel. Only fools respond as they feel. Starting a quarrel is like opening a floodgate. In other words, when you open a floodgate, that is the only thing you have control over. Once you open the floodgate, everything that comes at you is out of your control. So, when you want to start a fight or a quarrel, do not think you have the copyright. Everybody on earth has an opinion, but guess what? You have to get to a place where you know that it is just their opinion. If they are kind enough to offer their opinion to you, whether you like it or not, be grateful to them and thank them for it. Then sit and evaluate it. The Bible says, "The wise man will hear and will increase in learning." If you listen to constructive criticism, you will be at home among the wise. So, in any life, in any relationship, in any situation, you cannot rise above your words. Your friendships cannot rise above your words. Your relationships with your children, with your friends, or with your spouse cannot rise above the words you speak. Wisdom and words are inseparable. In fact, when a foolish person keeps quiet, the scripture says he is counted as a wise person. But as soon as he begins to speak, you know this one is not very wise. Wisdom and words are inseparable. Your relationships cannot go higher than the words that you speak. The relationship you have with your husband, your wife, your children, and your friends cannot go higher than the level of the words that you speak to them. That is why sometimes you cannot really go deep with some people because they just keep rubbing off on you negatively. You are trying to steer the conversation in a certain direction, but they just keep going off on a tangent. And that is where the relationship will be stuck. Let us pray. Father, fill my heart with your wisdom so that my thoughts and words will be filled with your wisdom, and so improve my relationships in the name of Jesus. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.